Generally offered to a Brahmana or to the son of a Brahmana. This is due to her mild nature as a woman. The woman as a class is no better than a boy, and therefore they have no discriminatory power like a man. Ashwatthama proved himself to be an unworthy son of Dronacharya, or of a Brahmana, and for this reason he was condemned by the greatest authority, Lord Sri Krishna. And yet, a mild woman could not withdraw her natural courtesy for a Brahmana. Even to date, in a Hindu family, a woman shows proper respect to the Brahmana caste, however fallen and heinous a Brahma Bandhu may be. But the men have begun to protest against Brahma Bandhus who are born in families of good Brahmanas, but by action are less than Shudras. The specific word used in this shloka is Vama Svabhava, mild and gentle by nature. A good man or woman accepts anything very easily, but a man of average intelligence does not do so. But anyway, we should not give up our reason and discriminatory power just to be gentle. One must have good discriminatory power to judge a thing on its merits. We should not follow the mild nature of a woman and thereby accept that which is not genuine. Ashwatthama may be respected by a good-natured woman, but that does not mean he is as good as a genuine Brahmana.
Matahutam, Pasubat, Pasubat, Yam, Abana Muram, Karma, Dubuksitena, Niriksha Krishna, Papa, Kritam, Guru, Sutam, Bamas, Savhava, Kripaya, Nana.
So, this is already explained in the part that woman's nature is very mild and man's nature very strong. That is the difference. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, the woman must be protected because they are very simple. They can be led to goodness also very easily, and they can be polluted also very easily. By nature, they are very simple. Therefore, Shastra says that just like child, if you mold the character of a child from the very beginning, then he can become a great man. Similarly, if you train woman from the very beginning, how to become chaste and faithful to the husband, they can become very good mother, very good asset in the family. There is sufficient information in the Vedic literature how a man should be trained up, a boy should be trained up, a girl should be trained up, so that in future they may become happy. The ultimate aim of life is how to become connected with Krishna. That is the ultimate. Athātva brahma jigyāsa. If I say to anybody that your ultimate goal of life is to understand Krishna or Vishnu, naturally there will be inquiries. Who is Krishna? What is Krishna? What does he do? So many questions. That question is recommended in the Vedanta Sutra, Athatha Brahma Jigyasa. That is life. So the boys and girls should be trained now how to inquire about the ultimate goal of life, Krishna or Vishnu. That they do not know in the modern civilization, that they do not know. Not merely in the modern civilization, in the past also, those who are entrapped by the modes of material nature, hungara vibhurātma, the material conception of life, false ego, ahankara. This is called ahankara there is. But when we are in a false ahankara, that is our cause of all trouble, miseries. Ahankara, if we become entrapped in false ahankara, then we are vimura-atma, entrapped by nature. That is a difficult. So, what is that false ahankara? The false ahankara is that I am this body. This is false ahankara. I am this body, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, I am Sannyasi, I am Brahmachari, and so on, so on, so on, so on. All designation of this body, this is false ahankara. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us how to become free from the false ahankara. He said that Nahang Vipra na Jyotirba. I am not a Brahmin, I am not a sannyasi, I am not a grihastha, I am not a vanaprastha, I am not this, I am not that. All material designation he refutes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am not this, I am not this, I am not this. Even if I am very much proud of becoming a Brahmin, or I become very much proud of becoming a sannyasi, that is the highest stage of human status, to become Brahmana or sannyasi. Sannyasi is supposed to be the guru of everyone. There are four varnas and four ashramas. Brahman, Kshatriya and Kshatriya. And in the spiritual order, the sannyasi is guru of all, even of the Brahman. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I am neither Brahmana nor sannyasi. He refutes. Nahang vipana chanarupati na jyoti va. Jyoti means sannyasi. So he refutes. So this is false. Even if you become very much proud that you are a very learned Brahmin or very advanced sannyasi, that is not your freedom. You are not yet liberated. You are still in conditional life. Then, when you become liberated, that is stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopi Bhattu Padakamalayu Dasa Dasanu Dasa. This is liberation. Gopi Bhattu, the maintainer of the gopis, Gopi Jana Vallava. Krishna's business is how to please the gopis, the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Yashoda Nandana, Brajajana Ranjana. that the Vrindavanvasi, they have no other business than to love Krishna. Similarly, Krishna has no other business than to please the gopis and the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Gopi jana vallava. So, why Krishna is so much attached to Vrindavanvasi? As soon as there was some difficulty, we read it from Bhagavatam. As soon as there is some fire, the Vrindavanvasi, they do not know anyone but Krishna. And Krishna devours the fire. As soon as there is torrents of rain, Vrindavan was going to be overflooded. Krishna immediately came to the rescue and lifted the Govardhan hill. Come on, Nandi. That is Gopi Jana Vallava. They do not know anything. They do not know even that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they do not like to love anybody than Krishna. This is their only quality. They did not love Krishna, understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parabrahma, Paramadhama. They did not know this. But they did not like to love even Vishnu than Krishna. That is their quality. Gopi Jana Vallava. So, when we come to that state, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, the Gopi Bhaktu Padakamalayu, he is also bringing the reference of the Gopi. Because Krishna is completely under Gopis. He is so much indebted to the Gopis that he said, that I cannot repay your debts. It is not possible. Krishna, the all-powerful, all-opulences, but he had no means to repay the debts of the gopi. This is the position of the gopi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, Ramma kachid upasana brajavadhu varga bhija kalpi. There is no other better shape of worshipping Krishna than it was planned by the gopis. Ramma kachid upasana brajavadhu bhagavija kalpita. This is the highest. In the same way he says, gopi bhaktu padakamalu dar, gopi jana vallava. Gopi jana vallava is Krishna. Padakamalayo, one who has taken shelter, don't try to become gopis. No. Rather, try to become the dust of the lotus feet of the gopi. Gopi bhaktu padakamalayo, dasa dasa. It's like Uddhava. Uddhava wanted to become one grass in Vrindavan because the gopis will trample over. This is highest perfection. So, liberation. Liberation means gopi bhaktu padakamalu dasu dasu dasanu dasu. The more you become servant of the servant of Vaishnava, then you are perfection. That is perfection. The Vedic injunction is just try to understand yourself, aham brahmasmi. That is a fact. But if I simply try to become aham brahmasmi without knowing the full philosophy, then I shall be fallen again that I am equal to God. Aham Brahmasmi means I am the Supreme God, as the Mahabadis, they think. That Liberation means I become one with God. No. That is not your position. You cannot. That is another Maya. That is the last dictation of Maya. Why you shall become the servant of Gopivartu? You become God. That is Maya. That is the last layer of Maya. Therefore, the fall down. Arucha krichena parang padang tata patanti adha anadita jismadang raya anadita. With great austerity, penances and vairagya, they can go up to the parampadam. Parampadam means Brahma, nirvishesh Brahma, not in the material existence, but in the spiritual existence. Arucha, they can rise up to that. Aham Brahmasmi, to understand that I am not this matter, I am Brahma. But unless one takes shelter of the Gopi Bhattu Padakarmalaya Dasada, he will fall down. Arucha krichena parang padang tata patanti adha. Why? Anadita jusmat angraya. Because one does not know, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, that Gopi Bhattu Padakamalaya Dasa Dasanu Dasa. He falls. He is no shelter. Anadita jusmat angraya. So we must always remember that if we want to be recognized by Krishna, if we want to become inhabitants of Vrindavan, then we must take this lesson given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopi Bhaktu Padakamalayo Dasa Dasanu Dasa. So, to endeavor to become gopis, that is also Mayavada. That I shall become gopi. No. You have to become the servant of the servant of the servant of gopis. That is, otherwise the same ahankar, ahankara vimuratma, kartaham iti mannate, then again will be misled. This is material disease. Everyone is full of some ahankar. I am this, I am Brahman, I am Sannyasi, I am Lord, I am this, so many things. So long this mentality will continue, then that is Maya. Ahankara vimuratma kartaham iti mannate. Actually, he is not that position. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches from the very beginning, Jiver Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. Unless you come to that point, that I am eternal servant of Krishna. That is real knowledge. This knowledge is achieved Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Ante. Ante means at the end of many, many births, endeavor. Gyanava, not foolish rascals, but Gyanava. Then, Bhunam Janmanam Ante, Gyanavan Manga Prabhadras. This Gopi Bhattu Padakamalu Dasa Dasa. After many, many births. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches from this point that you are Das. Give up this idea that you are independent master or one with God or so many rascal ideas. That is not good. You begin with this point. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches that Jiver Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches from the point when Bhagavad Gita ends. Bhagavad Gita says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam. This is the relationship. We are trying to become master here, everyone. Krishna says, You give up this idea. You are planning so many things to become master of the world. I am the monarch of all I serve. Give up this idea. Then you will be in proper position. Sarvadharmān paritrāyā. Māmekam. That means I am master. If you want to be peaceful, then accept this proposition that I am master, you are servant. Therefore, Jamunācārya said, kadāham vaikāṁ tikaṁ nitta kīṁ karo prahaśyāmi sanātha jīvitu. I have troubled myself in so many lives. Therefore, bhavantami vacharan nirantaram prasānta nisheṣam manoratam. He is praying, my Lord, when I shall be constantly your servant. Bhavantam eva charan nirantaram. Nirantaram means always. Prasanta nisesa manorathantaram. We are being conducted by the mental speculation. So completely shanta, no more mental speculation. Bhavantami vacharan nirantaram prasanta nisesa manoratham kodaham ikam tikanitta kinkara. When I shall become the most attentive servant, ikam, no other business, kodaham ikam tikanitta, prahasaisham, I shall become glad. Prasanta, he, sanatha jivita, sanatha. Those who are not Krishna conscious, they are anatha. Anatha, just you know, anatha. Anatha means no father, mother, no protection. That is called anatha. And he is aspiring to become sanatha. Sanatha means, yes, I have got my protector. Krishna will protect me. Rakhishyati iti viśvāsa pālanam. Yes, I am surrendered to Krishna and he will give me protection. This is surrender. Saranagati means, this is one of the items of Saranagati, that I have surrendered to Krishna fully. So Krishna says, aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mokkhiṣyāmi, then I am fully protected. He will give me protection to believe in this word of Krishna. That is fully surrender. So it is not theoretical, practical. It's like in our Krishna consciousness movement, even in America, they inquire, these our devotees, how is that you do not work? You simply dance and you get big buildings and you have got so many cars and you eat nicely. They are surprised. Why surprising? Salata jivita. We are under Krishna's protection. Why shall I live poorly? No. Krishna's servant must have the whole opulence. Because Salata jivita. This is Krishna consciousness. So don't forget this philosophy. If you surrender fully to Krishna, and Krishna is always anxious, Gopi Jana Vallaha, Braja Jana Ranjana. So to love Krishna, to be fully under Krishna's control, that is Gopi Jana Vallaha, that is Gopi Jana. And he is always anxious. Sanatha jivita. In all respect, you simply remain under the control of Krishna, fully under the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, then all happiness will be available without any endeavor. That is sarupena avasthiti. That is called mukti. Mukti means to live in this condition that I am Krishna's eternal servant. He will give me all protection. My only business is to carry out his order. This is called mukti. Thank you very much.